This is APNS Public Radio.
The opinions expressed in dispatches represent the analysis of the participating editors and may not necessarily reflect the group positions of the ANG or its public news wires.
You are listening to an editorial dispatch from Aboriginal Press News Service UK Bureau Chief, Celine Kay, on Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
So for the past week, Muslim women have been outraged in response to the topless jihad day released by Femen for the 4th of April. And it's a solidarity strike, I guess, in support of Amina Tyler, a Tunisian Femen feminist, who, you know, took a picture of herself with various slogans written on her bare breasts. And when the Tunisian, when a couple of powerful men who use religion to dictate their patriarchy begin to kind of issue all sorts of rulings about her and how, you know, she should be punished or whatever, and you know, of course, this is it's condemnable, and you know, it must be condemned, of course. But the whole issue here is the concept of Femen declaring a topless jihad day, and I just want to ask, when did Femen become the leader of women's struggle? Who appointed them? Who said, yes, we want you to represent us across the globe? And I just think it's quite ridiculous as to how this is possible. You know, I have always disagreed with Femen, to put it simply. The concept of having to walk out into the streets bare-breasted to draw attention, especially media attention, misses the point. It identifies that it is the only way the media will pay attention to women performing for the male gaze, the man's interest. You know, nobody looks at Femen, especially men, and turns around to their friend and says, hey guys, women are being oppressed, we must do something. No, it's, you know, it's actually, hey look, boobs. You know, Femen have reduced feminism to issues of nudity, that for some reason the barer your flesh, the more free you are. I mean, I originally have issues with the feminist rhetoric out there in general, as feminism has far too many branches and is often advocated by the Western woman to tell non-Westerners how oppressed they are. Although there are some non-white women who equally project the same rhetoric, but these women are often those who live in the West and have, you know, have been colonized mentally. And we also need to put that into context, because a lot of people are saying, well, Amina Tyler, she's a female feminist. And I think that you need to understand the context behind Tunisia. You know, it's you know, a North African country that has been colonized for years by the French, you know, and you know, it's a very sensitive political climate at the moment with the revolution and the fact that they haven't been able to find stability still with the assassination of the opposition and so forth. So it has been a very tricky time, and so we need to understand the view of the public as well, the mentality of the public. And so for that reason, you know, Amina doesn't represent Tunisian women. You know, I think we need to also understand that. But at the same time, make no mistake that I believe that if a woman wants to be topless in the street, I will, you know, whether I disagree or agree with it, I will stand by her choice to be able to do so without a man's approval. Same for a woman, if she chooses to wear the burqa, whether I disagree or agree with it, I will stand by her choice to do so, because the whole world is telling women what to do, including women, and this needs to stop. It has become a disgusting trend. It is patriarchal in itself. I mean, the whole world is hostile towards women. And this is something that needs to stop. And FEMA is no better than old white guys telling women what to do. Essentially, they are the products of their fathers and of their brothers. So, I mean, I'm going to read out an extract from their about section on their website. Just two to three points, bullet points. So it says, we recognise the European values of freedom, equality and comprehensive development of a person irrespective of the gender. Second point, we build up a national image of femininity, maternity and beauty based on the Euro-Atlantic women's movement experience. And third point, we plan to become the biggest and most influential feminist movement in Europe. Now, European values of freedom, equality and development of a person. This here is racist. It holds white superiority. By giving such values of freedom and equality a geographic attribution, which is the West, which the geographic location contains all non-white states, all post-colonial empires, what are they saying about the rest of the world? That they fail to recognise any freedom, any free will, any equality in South America, in Asia, in the Middle East, in Africa? And why is that? Because they're not European? Therefore, they lack any understanding and insight what civilizations are, what freedom is, what democracy is, and that these lovely white folk have it all. Now, Muslim women, of course, are from all over the world, are outraged and they're making a racket about you know, FEMA's latest racist, orientalist and colonialist topless jihad day. And so they should. There's actually a photo which I could not believe, where there is a white woman who's wearing a towel turban, a drawn on monobrow, a fake paper beard with her hands outstretched upwards whilst kneeling on the floor as Muslims do when they pray to God. Now first of all, a towel turban, I mean, really? A towel turban? The beard, the monobrow, the pose, they're not just mockery, they're not just racist, but they're reinforcements of Orientalist stereotypes. What FEMA is doing is reinforcing oppression on non-white women. That is what FEMA is doing. I mean, should we expect FEMA to paint themselves black whilst wearing Afro wigs to highlight rape in the Congo? The whole idea of women's liberation is her freedom to make her own choices about her own body, her own desires, without being shaped by men's approval. FEMA actually has no point whatsoever. Apart from being white supremacist women taking their tops off, what are they questioning? Last year, FEMA's leader, Inna Shevchenko, said better naked than a burqa, and that women's bodies are indicators of women's freedom. Now, to suggest that the barer your flesh, the more free you are, is foolish, and I'm not going to even go into why it's quite self-explanatory. To dictate to women of colour, to dictate to women that are not white how they should be according to their values, which, I mean, who told these European women that these values are white, that these values are European? You know, who told them that? And I'm pretty sure it is the white supremacist patriarchal kind of environment. And there's a problem with feminism anyway, in terms of it's always advocated by the white women, and post-colonial feminism is barely there to talk about. This is Selin Kara, editor of Rise, Resist and Revolt, reporting for Aboriginal Press News Service Public Radio.
You are listening to Aboriginal Press News Service Public Radio, Indigenous talk radio for Celtic Scotland and other people living in the Fourth World.